Now, it seems to me, we have a more or less of a departure from the theme that he's been following, and he begins now to talk about the three different classes of believers that he has here. He mentions the three different, I should say, degrees of believers. Now in verse 12, let me read. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Now, these little children, here in the word is technia, it means dear children, are little born ones again. And I think that means all believers, regardless of their age or their maturity as believers. That's the basis on which all of us rest. Our sins are forgiven us on the basis of the shed blood of Christ. And notice that. That's important. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Now, some stay in that position of little children and don't move out of that area. Now, we move to another group in verse 13. He says, I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that's from the beginning. Now, the fathers are these saints that have known the Lord Jesus for many years. And they've grown. They have matured. And they are mature saints who've walked with God for years. Now, personally, I think David wrote the 23rd Psalm after he was an old man. David could never have written that psalm as a young man when he was a shepherd, because this is a psalm that grows out of an experience and of a life that can back it up, a life that's been through all sorts of vicissitudes, has faced all kinds of problems, been in all kinds of dangers, and it's a life that has been lived in fellowship with God. And when David wrote the 23rd Psalm, he is a mature child of God. And friends, I mean by that time, he was really a mature child of God. He had grown up. He could be truly said to be a father. I have called it the Psalm of an old king. David, I think, was sitting on the throne. He's an old man now. And he looks back over his life, and he remembers that shepherd boy that was out there on the hillside at Bethlehem, and how that shepherd boy would take the flock out, how he would protect it from a bear and a lion, and how he would take care of the sheep, and how he protected the sheep. And then he's made king, and he's now a shepherd of a people. He's king over them. And as he sits there on the throne, he looks back over that life, oh, that checkered career, the time that he had such a wonderful friendship with Jonathan, and the time that he fled from Saul, and then how he became king, and for 7 years down yonder in Hebron, he reigned as king. That's right south of Bethlehem. And how God delivered him and gave him all of the 12 tribes, and he ruled over them. And then David committed that awful sin, and how God forgave him when he came back in confession. And then David had trouble in his home because God took him to the woodshed. And this man had nothing in the world but trouble the rest of his life. Now his own son rebels against him, and he loved that boy. He wanted him to be the next king, but not to rebel against him. David fled from Jerusalem, had to hole up again in the rocks, and then that boy and his followers were slain, and it broke David's heart. But now David is an old man. He's sitting on a throne, and he looks back over his life, and he says, now, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, he didn't say, I have not wanted. He could have said that. But this man, now a mature child of God, can say, I shall not want. Then he gives those experiences of how he was led down by green pastures and down by still waters. and how God had watched over him. May I say to you, John now is writing to little children, but he's also writing to fathers. These are mature saints of God, and there are a lot of those around today, and I always thank the Lord for them. And then he says something else here in verse 13. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. Now, the young men, they're not as mature as the fathers. That is, they haven't had the experience the fathers have, but they've learned the secret of overcoming the enemy by the blood of Christ. They have learned how to live for God, and they're strong. They're strong, but they are young men. They've overcome the wicked one. Don't tell me that a young person can't live for God today. Then he goes on to say it in verse 13 again, I write unto you little children because ye have known the Father. Now, you can't say much for the little children. These are paideia, immature little folk. They're those who know they're the sons of God, but you know that's all they know? Well, I guess some of them feel like that's all they want to know. But how many children of God there are today? Immature, little babies. Why, at some churches today, you think you're in a spiritual nursery. So many little babies around. Oh, they're full grown, some of them with gray hair on top of their head. Some of them no hair at all, but they're little babies. They never did grow up. They have accepted Christ. I'm not going to argue they're not God's children.